Again, this is dated. Today's day, the 29th day of Shvat. And we're in the 29th day of Shvat in Tavshin Ayin Hey, and this is in Tavshin Yud Aleph, some 64 years ago. Yeah, yeah. So this, the Rebbe is sending a letter. The guy's name is Mordechai Fisher, but he's a Kohen. So the Rebbe addresses him by the title Rav HaGoyim, etc., etc., Mordechai Shichya Kohen. Peace and blessing. So the Rebbe answers him, I'm responding to your letter from the 17th of Shabbat in which you're asking help, asking the Rebbe to help him organize his speeches so that he can speak in front of his community. He's asking the Rebbe to be his speechwriter. So the Rebbe says, it is difficult to instruct material that you should expound upon that is fitting for your community, because you don't describe who your community are. Are they business people? Are they intellectuals? Are they young people? Are they older people or similar? So it's kind of hard to direct you what to speak about. And it's also, what are they looking in the rabbi's speech? What is it that they want the rabbi to speak about? But in generally, the Rebbe says you can find in the Kriv HaKedusha, that's a pamphlet which the Rebbe, they published over there, enough sufficient material to various different groups of our brethren in America. For example, Kashrus, there is a article also in English. The role of woman, there is a announcement there for women. You can see the role of woman. The idea of exile and redemption, etc., etc. There's also a continuous on all the Sedris, all the Haftoris, that you can at least minimally use it as a foundation and use that as material to build your following your drasha. If you have some ideas of a particular topic that you want to speak about it, and you're looking for sources and references what are connected to that thing, let me know. I will make an effort. The Rebbe says, I'll make an effort. I'm surprised, the Rebbe says, that you don't mention anything about the spiritual religious life in your community and what your activities in strengthening Yiddishkeit and even on spreading out the wellsprings of Hasidus. At the end of the day, the Rebbe says, this is also your responsibility. And for sure, you've been given the proper koiches, the proper strength, the necessary energies to fulfill this mission too. And when you will start, you will be successful with blessings, waiting, looking forward for good news. Okay.